Well, let's go to the Prime Minister now. Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning.
Well, you would have heard that 2 weeks before, well, 2 scary weeks ahead. What is your message to New Zealanders this morning then as we grapple with this?
Stay home. That's the message. Yes, yesterday, Corin, you will have heard me say that we expect things will get worse before they get better. There is a lag time, as everyone would have picked up with COVID. So the time from which someone picks it up, by the time they have symptoms, and then by the time obviously tested and we know. And so I expect over the next 2 weeks, cases will go up, particularly as we've had New Zealanders returning home or New Zealanders who have travelled, and that does still represent the vast majority of our cases. Then, of course, the hope is that with compliance, with everyone following through on what we've set out, with people staying at home, that we'll see that reduction and we'll see those numbers, I hope, start to decline. But it will get worse before it gets better.
There is a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. What can the government do to help with that?
Well, I guess the clearest message I can give right now, Corin, is that what we have now set out is a plan for us to see a decline and to get COVID-19 back under control. And we have done it before we've reached an escalation point, a point of almost no return where transmission takes off so significantly that you see your health system not cope. We're in a position where right now of our 102 cases, we have 5 in our hospitals, 5. So we're in a good place to continue to manage those cases as they come, to continue to have the capacity to deal with them in the right place with the right care, although the majority won't need to even go there. So that's why we made these big, hard decisions as early as we have, is so that people don't need to feel that anxiety, that we do have the ability to manage what we have, but it does require everyone to follow through and to comply with the very, really strict requirements that we've really laid out for New Zealanders.
Do you anticipate that you may have to make those requirements stricter if those numbers were to escalate in hospital, for example? And one of the measures that's been suggested is tougher quarantine of returning travellers, possibly even quarantine of those with COVID-confirmed cases.
So there's nothing I have had to date, Corin, that has suggested that those who have been identified as having COVID are not following the strict expectations of their illness. That is, for me, not an area of concern. Every single case, people have absolutely acknowledged the seriousness of them needing to stay at absolute distance from others. So that hasn't been an issue. You identify the issue at the border. You're right that the majority of our cases have been New Zealanders who have had overseas travel at this stage. Having every single one of those quarantined at the border would simply not have been possible to this point. The sheer magnitude of New Zealanders who travel, it meant that would not have been possible, nor in a way that I believe we could have guaranteed that we didn't have an example of the Diamond Princess on soil where you'd have a spread. But now that our numbers are smaller, we are looking at alternative ways to add that extra layer of guarantee. I'm not quite in the position to talk about that in detail yet, but that will be my focus over the next 24 hours.
Okay, I understand you can't talk in detail, but you're signalling here some sort of quarantine for returning travellers.
I want further tightening up there around returning travellers.
Okay, we can expect that in the next couple of days.
Yes.
Okay. The other issue which is causing a lot of anxiety for New Zealanders is those who will be thinking, how am I going to pay the mortgage? Yes, a wage subsidy will help to a degree, but that will not help many New Zealanders meet that mortgage payment. What assurance can you give New Zealanders that over the next 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks they will get some help with the mortgage, with the rent?
Yeah, 2 things I can say now on that. We've already said that we will be moving from yesterday basically legislate rent freezes. This is not the time for people to have escalating costs against their household income, which will either be constrained or have decreased. With the banks, you might have heard the Minister of Finance. He has met with the banks and really sought assurances from them that no one wants an outcome where in this 4-week period, people may have reduced hours. They may find that they've lost their job. And whilst we've worked on wage subsidies and, of course, the ongoing support through work and income, in those cases, those individuals are not in a position to go and find alternate work. So the in principle decision we've got with banks is that no one will lose this home, their homes, as a consequence of those life events. And we're now working with them on making sure that's rolled out for New Zealanders.
Okay, so how does is that essentially the government saying it will offer its balance sheet as collateral so that the banks can have the confidence to not foreclose on people's homes?
So there's two different issues. So you're talking for home ownership. That's something that generally the banks are currently working through, but we've had an assurance that in principle we won't see people lose their
homes. Okay, sure. So the government doesn't necessarily get involved there, but the banks have said they will not force people out of their homes, so a mortgage freeze.
Yes, we have had assurances around the principles of what we need to achieve right now. The second area, though, is more the issue around, do we have a situation where we, like the Australia, where there has been banks working on a business guarantee scheme to support lending. That's ultimately something that we're, again, still working through. You'll expect more from the Minister of Finance on that soon.
Okay, so that's the area where the government would step in with its sizeable balance sheet, reasonably good debt levels, and say we will underwrite bank business lending so that businesses don't go bust.
Well, that's the principle of what we want. The detail we are working through, but you'll see there's a template with Australia there already. Obviously, a large number of our banks obviously connected directly to that already. So that's what we're working on.
Boy, this is big stuff. So
it is.
You're basically saying you will go as far as you need to go to make sure people don't lose their homes, don't lose their businesses.
We are doing as much as we can, yes, Corinne, and you can see from that we are. There are stark choices here. We sat down as a cabinet yesterday and considered the fact that if we didn't take the measures we're taking today and that all New Zealanders are taking, we could lose tens of thousands of people's lives. So we made those decisions. Our view is that we also can do much more to try and stop people losing their livelihoods. We extended the wage subsidy. There's now no cap, so every business is able to access that support for every employee. We hope that will support people through the next period of disruption. Beyond that, you'll hear more from the Minister of Finance later on today, I expect.
How long can we do this and continue to provide those sorts of measures and continue to cause such incredible social disruption? Is there a limit in your mind? I mean, we give it our best shot, but is there a limit where you just can't continue? I mean, we're talking 12, 8 weeks to 3 months. What is it?
I do not expect that we will be, in fact, if we have compliance, we should not have to be in these extreme measures for longer than we need to. We, of course, get good intelligence from our testing. So that will be able to tell us in the future whether or not we've managed to get to a place where we don't have community transmission in different areas anymore. So even if after 4 weeks we see some areas of concern, my hope is we'll at least have some areas that we'll be able to lift out of those heavy restrictions, if not everywhere. That is my hope, but it requires all of us to be compliant. It requires us to be really diligent about what we've set out. Then we'll be into a position of just simply managing where we have a case, contact trace, self-isolation, and just continuing to do that, to stamp it out, to manage with it, so long as we need till we have a vaccine.
Do you have to start thinking about a recovery type plan? I suppose you are then when you're saying there. I know in New York they're already talking about ways in which you could allow those who have perhaps had the virus to go back to work earlier, those who are younger, to keep those who are older isolated, to allow workers to go back, to allow the economy to come back to life.
Yes. Yeah, and we are thinking all of that through. As you can imagine, I've heard the Minister of Finance many times now refer to the economy not so much as a light switch but an oven. It will take time to warm up again, and we're thinking about everything that we can do to support and assist that. And yes, we have to couple that with health measures and how we protect the most vulnerable along the way. So those are all issues that we are working on, as you can imagine.
I'm imagining government's going to run a bit differently over the next few weeks, but you will be presumably making regular media appearances. What's your final message this morning, I guess, to New Zealanders as we get ready for this lockdown?
Stay home. But do reach out to those around you. You know, already a family member of mine sent me an email that had gone out around her street, just asking for everyone's contact details, suggesting ways that everyone will stay in touch. Just build those connections with the people around you. If you know of elderly individuals in your life, make sure that you're in contact with them and that you work through a plan to support them through self-isolation. But the best thing we can do is as little as contact with each other as possible. That's how we can support one another. So stay home, Corinne. That's my message.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.